Four Corners 3. Unit 10 Quiz. Listening A. 1. Erica.
Yes, I think that's a good word to describe me. Let me give you an example. Last week, I was getting ready to leave the office when my boss asked me to stay late and help her. No problem, I said. Actually, I was planning to eat out with my husband, but I knew I was the only person who could help my boss, so I called my husband. When I told him I had to work late, we decided to change our plans and eat at home. My boss and I worked for about an hour, and then I went home. So to answer your question, yes, I think I am very...
2. Jerry.
Yes, that's definitely a good word for me. I can give you many examples. Last month, I went to a party. I didn't know anyone there, but I felt comfortable. I met a lot of new people, and I'm going out with some of them next week. I'm also not afraid of asking questions if I don't understand something in class. I also answer a lot of questions in class. If I give the wrong answer, that's okay. I don't get upset about it. So, yes, I think I'm...
3. Dina.
Yes, I think that's the best word for me. Why? Well, look at my hobbies, for example. I enjoy writing a lot. I write all the time, and not just compositions and reports for school, but also short stories and plays. I also play the guitar and the violin, and sometimes I write my own songs. I enjoy music a lot. Of course, I'm not the best musician or songwriter in the world, but playing and writing songs makes me happy. So yes, I think I'm...
4. Brad.
Yes, that describes me perfectly. I'm passionate about dangerous activities. Nothing scares me. I climb mountains, I ski, and I love extreme sports. When I was a kid, I was never afraid to try new things. Today, I think the perfect career for me would be a police officer or a firefighter. So yes, I think I'm brave.